Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The Culture Minister, Françoise Nyssen, is planning an overhaul of the current TV licensing system. At the moment, those without a television are not required to pay for a license, but with the advent of digital television and more viewers watching programmes via their computers, the fee may be transferred from TV ownership to computer ownership. The new plans could come into force as early as 2020. The government is today outlining plans to open up the cycling network and encourage car drivers to take their bikes instead. The new scheme is being announced in Angers, and among the measures being discussed are to raise funding of €350 million to construct more bicycle lanes and for companies to pay a special allowance to employees who come to work by bike. Those who take up the offer could add an additional €400 to their annual pay packet. An investigation has opened in Nîmes after two people were mown down by a driver last night. The car was driven at speed towards a bar. Barriers set up for the Ferrière des Vendanges prevented more of the 50 customers drinking outside from being injured. According to several witnesses, the driver shouted Allahu Akbar as he crashed the vehicle, although police say they are largely discounting an act of terrorism. The man was wrestled to the ground by onlookers and taken to hospital, where he was confirmed to be in a state of mental confusion. However, police are pursuing a charge of attempted murder. Sentencing of the three right-wing demonstrators who are accused of involuntary manslaughter will be concluded today by a judge in Paris. The three men were found guilty of causing the death of the anti-fascist campaigner Clément Méric 5 years ago during a protest rally. Jail terms of between 4 and 12 years are expected to be handed down. Five people have been taken into custody over the violence at Montpellier University in March. Students were forcibly removed from a sit-in they were staging in one of the college halls by hooded men. The suspects are thought to have strong regionalist backgrounds. The Danish submarine inventor Peter Madsen will find out today if his appeal against his sentence for murder has been successful. Madsen was found guilty of the murder of Kim Wall, a Swedish journalist, in 2017, aboard one of his submarines. Madsen is appealing for a time-limited sentence instead of the open-ended term he was sentenced to. Hurricane Florence is making its force felt already on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Rainfall and strong winds are being experienced in North and South Carolina. The National Weather Service has labelled Florence a Category 1 storm and is warning of 10-foot storm surges leading to serious flooding in some coastal areas. Over 1 million people have evacuated the area on the advice of the local authorities, and 130 shelters have been set up for those not wanting to stay in their homes. To tennis news and the semi-finals of the Davis Cup, which will be played in Lille this afternoon as France takes on Spain. First on court is Benoît Paire against Pablo Carreño Busta, followed by Lucas Pouille against Bautista Agut. And finally, a jackpot of €13 million is up for grabs this evening in the draw in the new Heritage Lotto. The game was set up to try and raise funding to help save and restore historical monuments across the country. Over 2 million scratch cards have been sold, and the lotto organisers are calling it a great success. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.